Contrary to popular belief, dyslexia does not just mean a reader confuses letters. It exists on a spectrum and can render a person illiterate without direct intervention. Carmen Heatheiss is the director of the Pathways Literacy Center at Sioux Falls Christian Schools. She says they focus on dyslexia because it's so common. 1 in 5 people fall somewhere on the spectrum.
And when you think about a classroom size of even just 20 kids, if 20% of those kids potentially have dyslexia, that's a large number of students that aren't being reached.
Heatheiss invited Iowa-based dyslexia expert Nina Lormer-Easley to lead a workshop for Sioux Falls Christian's elementary teachers. Lormer-Easley developed a program to help parents and teachers identify the disorder in their students after 2 of her own children were diagnosed with dyslexia.
You know, parents and educators, they need it in a format that they can apply today. Giving them homework to do, you know, study this over the summer and hopefully it'll help you in your classroom is not helpful. They need to be able to sit and go, okay, I can do this tomorrow in my classroom.
The workshop covers common signs of dyslexia, from poor spelling to behavioral issues caused by frustration in school. It also includes simulations of dyslexia through scrambled words. Lauren Fai teaches 4th grade at Sioux Falls Christian. She says the workshop will help her empathize with her students.
I think it's just going to be more on my brain now, those little warning signs for each student. So knowing that I've got resources around me that I can go to somebody to ask for help if I think that somebody is, you know, showing some of these warning signs of dyslexia.
The Pathways Literacy Center offers tutoring for both Sioux Falls Christian students and members of the surrounding community. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.